is Democracy Now!
The All-American Half Pound, two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll.
Here's your invitation to come stomp, shout, and work it on out as WUSB 90.1 FM presents the Tuesday Night Rock and Roll Dance Party. Whether you're canting around to the rock and rollies of the 50s, stomping with the garage punks of the 60s, or tearing it up with today's modern maulers, plan to make the scene this and every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. until the midnight hour, right here on 90.1 FM, WUSB Stomp.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
But not now, because it's 6 o'clock on a Tuesday. You're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook. It's time for Off the Wall. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. And, you know, it's the first Tuesday of Daylight Savings Time. Wait, is it? Or is it the second? You know, I don't remember. No, I think it's the second. Second. Thank you, Jim. It's the second Tuesday. And, okay, that just goes to underline that this was the first year that I was completely unaware that it was even happening. You know, that they moved it up. I don't know why they moved it up. To me, it doesn't make any sense. Of course, I live on a vampire schedule as it is. But the point is, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You know, you're taking away the daylight from one part of the day and moving it to another part of the day. And it just means, okay, it's lighter later, but it's darker later as well in the morning. Which means that you're getting up and it's dark, as opposed to you getting home and it's... I don't know. I'm not sure what the advantage is. It's an advantage for somebody. I guess for people who work until 5 o'clock, they have an extra hour of daylight to play catch with the kids or something. I guess that's what it's all about, right? Because for those of you who are waiting for school buses in the morning, it's pitch black dark. And that can't be good. But that's the sacrifice, because you're sacrificing that hour of daylight so that somebody can come home from work and play catch with his kids. You're not gaining anything from it. There are people out there who believe that somehow we're saving energy by moving the hours where it's daylight around, and it's not true, you know? You're burning energy just at a different time of the day. More people are doing things at other hours instead. But anyway, this was the first time that it happened, and I wasn't sure if it happened. I hadn't heard any reminders. Usually they go nuts reminding you, oh, don't forget to move your clocks ahead. I finally got that down. I know when to move them ahead and when to move them back. Spring ahead, fall behind. I got that down. That's easy. But I didn't see any reminders. Nobody talked about it. Just all of a sudden, it was 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night, and the only hint to me that daylight savings time had happened was that it felt like it shouldn't be that late. And I started asking, well, was tonight daylight savings time? I don't know. All my clocks now do it automatically. Computers used to notify you and say, by the way, I've moved myself ahead because of daylight savings time because I am an intelligent computer. They don't do that anymore because they just assume that everybody knows. The only things that don't move ahead automatically without telling you are analog clocks. You know, the old kind, the ones that go around in circles. About as rare as rotary phones these days. Unfortunately, I have one of those. It's in kind of a remote area, but I had to track it down. And also, the other hint was my intelligent VCR from a few years ago. Now, this VCR knows about daylight savings time, but it doesn't know about George W. Bush. So it doesn't know that he changed time. Yeah, he actually did. He changed time for both us and Canada for some reason. And did Mexico go along with it? I don't know if Mexico went along with it as well. So this VCR knows to set itself back at the normal time, which is sometime in April, not sometime in March. So for a few weeks, that VCR has the wrong time, and then it catches up. Unless some do-gooder decides, hey, the VCR's got the wrong time, I'm going to set it to the right time, and then it's going to set itself back again in April, or set itself forward again. I thought I had that down. I guess I don't. Yeah, so that's another clue. Those are the only ways I found out. Well, eventually I dug around in various news sites online and found some reminders, but for a period of time there, you know, when it wasn't a priority, I was just, hey, did that happen or not? I'm not sure. When is daylight savings time anyway? Did that happen to anybody else? I mean, it's kind of a basic thing, knowing what time it is, especially if you have clocks everywhere you look. I mean, phones are clocks these days. Everyone's got a phone on them. I don't know why anybody carries a wristwatch. It doesn't make any sense. But if I had a watch, that would have been the ultimate test, wouldn't it? Because as far as I know, I guess probably today they do move ahead on their own. But the old-fashioned watches, no doubt, don't. But yeah, my T-Mobile phone, my Verizon phone, they all know to move ahead without any notification whatsoever. How far can you stretch this, though, really? I mean, if 1 hour of daylight benefits us, well, why wouldn't 2 hours benefit us even more? You know? You could spend until midnight playing catch with your kids after work. Yeah, and then you would be so happy, I guess, right? Is that what this is all about? Getting happy and saving energy and doing fun things? And of course, it'll be dark at noon, but that's okay. You know, have lunch by moonlight. I don't know. Don't mess with the time, folks. It's the time, you know? I mean, maybe we should mess with dates as well. Actually, we had February 29th this year. I always mean to do something on February 29th because it's one of those days. It's one of those days that only happens once every 4 years. So, in my opinion, since the whole world pretty much observes this, we should do something really, really cool on that day. Nobody works. Nobody goes to work. We just have some massive blowout party that it takes years to clean up from. Because the day only comes once every 4 years. Christmas comes every year. Been there, done that. Every year Christmas, every year New Year's, every year Thanksgiving and Halloween. But February 29th, once every 4 years. Kind of like the elections, but in a good way. So maybe we should do something really, really special and cool. Now we have 4 years to plan for next time. And I know this is a lot to ask for, but I think if the whole world gets behind this, everybody, not just the people listening, but everybody, all countries, everywhere, we all do something united, special, different, unique. On February 29th, 2012, that's when the next one's going to happen. All right, well, we have time, so send your suggestions in to otw@2600.com, and we'll try and get this started. Seriously, it doesn't happen that often. Should do something special. When something unique comes along, you should recognize it. And I guess that's a good transition as any to say, when something unique comes along, like this radio station, you should recognize it. It's pretty smooth, eh? Yeah. And how do you recognize it? Well, you show support for the radio station by keeping it on the air, keeping it alive, keeping it going for the next Mercy me, has it really been 31 years? My goodness, 31 years is... Is that right? We came on the air in 1977. We're 31 years old. My God, this radio station's getting to be middle-aged. The station itself. Whew, okay. So it's stuck around this long, and we'd like for it to stick around even longer in the future. And you can play a key part in that and have a whole lot of fun in the process. We're in the middle of a fundraiser, our spring fundraiser here at the radio station, by calling area code 631-632-9872, which, for those of you with letters on your phone, spells out 631-632-WUSB. And pledging any amount you can afford, you'll keep this place going for the foreseeable future. Now, we've done a couple of things to make this easier, to make this less painful. Well, it's not painful, but, you know, to make it more pleasant. How about that? Special things just for off the wall, which means you got to call in the next 50 minutes. Okay, listen up. Listen carefully. And this applies to anybody anywhere in the world who's listening now. If you listen on a podcast, well, as we say, you know, it doesn't work that way. I mean, you can call up the station and pledge, but you won't get these particular premiums. They're only being offered during this hour. Just the way it is. Otherwise, we'd lose our shirts. Literally. Because we're offering sweatshirts. And for a pledge of $75, you will get, in addition to the WUSB sweatshirt, you will get a 2600 sweatshirt. One of the brand new ones. The ones that have the zipper in the front, are gray in color, have big red letters on the front that say 26... Well, I guess those aren't letters then, are they? Big red numbers on the front that say 2600. Big red letters on the back that say hacker. Hooded sweatshirt with a zipper in the front. And of course, that comes with the WUSB hooded sweatshirt as well. And in addition to that, you get your choice of one other item, which could be anything from a CD to a black knit hat to a frisbee to a bumper sticker. How's a bumper sticker equivalent to a hat? Must be a really cool bumper sticker. But in any event, that's a lot of stuff for a $75 pledge. More than most any other station would offer you. So that in itself is a good deal. It's not about the good deal, though. It's about the radio station. It's about keeping the place going, keeping the place on the air, keeping the place strong, and going into the future. All right. Oh, we have a call. That's good. 631-632-9872. Somebody out there recognizes. They hung up. Okay. Well, somebody out there almost recognized that this is a good deal. I'm sure we'll get more calls, 631-632-9872. But in addition to what we're offering for the $75 pledge, get this. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. For a pledge of $100, 100, you will get two tickets to the upcoming Hope Conference in July in New York City. This is the last Hope, taking place July 18, 19, 20? I'm embarrassed. I don't remember the date. It's mid-July. Look on our website. Normally, it's cost $75 per ticket, so you're actually saving money by doing this. You're getting two tickets for $100. You're saving, 33%? I don't know. I'm not a mathematician, but you're saving, it would cost $150 ordinarily. You're getting two tickets for $100, and you're supporting the radio station at the same time. Can't get better than that. But only in the next 48 minutes. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. And we also have all kinds of additional amounts as well. So if you can only pledge $10, $25, we have all sorts of things for you at that level as well. And for those of you who can pledge more, we certainly have more. The important thing, though, is that we have a strong showing and that we get lots of people calling in, because keeping the station going, that's what it's all about. 631-632-9872. Again, $75 gets you two sweatshirts, one WUSB sweatshirt, one 2600 sweatshirt, as well as one additional item, which you can negotiate for on the phone. And for $100, you'll get two tickets to the upcoming Hope Conference in New York City. $100 for two tickets. normally 150. 631-632-9872. Now, I know it takes a couple of minutes for the signal to get out to the internet, but there are those of you on Long Island right now listening live. Those phones should be ringing. They should be ringing off the hook. 631-632-9872. Now, you don't have to dial 631 if you're in 631. So for those of you local, 632-WUSB, 632-9872. Every little bit counts. It's what gotten us this far. It's what has kept this place strong and moving forward year after year. And you certainly don't hear other radio stations like this. I have a story, actually, on that note. This is something that came across a couple of days ago. It just brought back all sorts of memories for me. Let's see, where is it? Okay. This is a story that probably means something only to people who listen to this radio station over many years, and maybe some staff people as well. But I saw it, and it just kind of hit me hard. It's entitled, Space Robot Powers Up. Yes, with power now flowing to the International Space Station's new robot, the astronauts aboard the linked shuttle station complex prepared Saturday for a spacewalk to assemble the giant machine. Yes, there is now a space robot on the space station, hovering above the Earth. Now, what does this mean? Why is this of significance? Why should any of us care? Well, there's a bit of history involved here, and I'd like to play an excerpt from an old radio show that we used to do here at this radio station. Actually, it's several excerpts that somebody else put together on the internet. And this has gone well beyond the radio station. This has gone all over the world by this point. We used to do a show back in the 80s and 90s called Brain Damage. And somehow people would call in. That's back in the days when people actually used their phones and called in. Yeah, as opposed to what I'm seeing now. They would pick up the phone, they dial 631-632-WUSB, or maybe a different number, but it got through to us regardless. And they talk on the air, but if we asked them to pledge, they would certainly do that as well. Did they care more? I don't know. 631-632-WUSB. Now, somebody compiled this. This actually goes on for over an hour, and we don't have time to play all of it, but it's just kind of a compilation of some of the references to space robots that for some reason, we're drawn to that particular program. So let's hear a little bit of that. But while we're playing this, this bit of history from WUSB, I want to see those phones ring. I'm not kidding. I'll be cross. If there have not been some phone calls by the time we come back in about 5 minutes, you'll hear a decidedly downward spiral to my voice. Please, give us a call. Support the station. Keep us going so we can keep doing this kind of thing. 631-632-9872. You got to call between 6 and 7 tonight, Eastern Time, Eastern Daylight Time. Call your friends. Get them to call. All right. Here's an excerpt from the past, from WUSB.
You are Mary, Queen of Scott.
Actually, are you a space robot? Now, of course, why did Mary Queen of Scots get the crap beaten out of her? Well, she said the dangerous word. You know which one it is. And, well, the penalty for saying it on this or any upcoming show is telecommunications death, the slow way. Anyway, the name of the show is, well, you know the name of the show. You may even know my name. And if you're really lucky, you may even know yours. Most of you know the number. Well, not quite all of you. It is 516-632-6901. You think we're going to give you the 800 number? You're nuts. That's right, you're paying for this. But we will turn to the callers and see what's out there and see what kind of slogans they've come up with. WUSB. So, the first caller.
Yo, man, I just put on my radio before when you were talking about Mary Queen of what?
Mary Queen of Scots. You know who Mary Queen of Scots was?
Nope.
One relative of Queen Elizabeth of England. Not the current one, the original Queen Elizabeth, about 400 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, the Shakespeare's employer. Anyway, this lady, one reason why she became queen is because she got rid of all her rivals, and doing away with Mary Queen of Scots was one of them.
Right. Okay, because I just caught in when you were saying it.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, the other problem is that she admitted that she was, SR, and, you know, she was severely beaten.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know why I use the initials, right?
SR?
Yes, because it's not allowed to be spoken on the air anymore.
SR?
SR.
Is it two words?
Yes, but you can't guess it, because if you say it right, I have to hang up on you.
Okay, I won't even bother to guess.
Very good, thank
Could
you.
I have a question?
You're on brain damage.
Hey, Matt, I gave it some serious thought.
What? In fact, you said the SR word, so you're gone.
The Grateful Dead, that just makes my skin crawl.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, that's, you know, Zappa would appreciate the joke that I almost made just now. When we said first the dead and then Zappa, I was going to say Zappa is dead, but, you know, he would have thought that was funny.
He might write in and say, yeah, it was
no,
funny.
No, he would have thought that was funny. I mean, they said in his press release when he died that he went off for his final road show, you know?
Ah.
So don't tell me they wouldn't see the humor in that.
Right.
Yeah, they would.
Do you guys need any space robot calls yet?
No. SR! Space robot! Wait, that's not That's Matt's rules.
What, can't say SR?
I can say space robots. Space robots, space robots, space robots.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Can you say duty?
But I can't say the T word and nobody else can.
Huh.
Okay, because that's my rule.
I met them.
You met who?
SRs.
You did? They exist? I thought
yeah.
They were just voices on telephones.
No, they exist. One of the guys looked like the guys from Hall & Oates.
Uh-huh.
He looks like Oates.
That's pretty sad,
I think,
if anybody to look like that.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. So if she wants to tell me that she's on the internet, $80,000 stockbroker, that she's a jerk, well, that's right. That's good. And I'm not saying, babe, but every...
Unfortunately, I'm hanging up on him. It's like because he has, unfortunately, he's made his point, and I have another phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I don't think there is such a thing as, like, the perfect man or woman.
Well...
Hello?
You're right. Yeah, I think you're right, because I don't think there's a perfect human being.
No, and I don't think we should strive to find these perfect people, because we're just setting ourselves up for a big disappointment.
You know, I think you're a very wise man. I'm trying to explain. So anything else you'd like to say?
Well, as far as about the perfect human being.
Yes.
I really don't... Well, actually, the only perfect human being would be a space robot. Are you familiar with them?
Space robot. Well, kinda. I mean, well, wait a second.
What do you know about them?
No, wait a second. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of something else. All right. No, I'm not familiar with them.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking... you know, it's like, let's put it this way. I am thinking about, you know, it's like the space robots that you would... view on TV and such.
Oh, no.
It's like, it's a music group?
No, these are the space robots that are going to take over the world. I don't know about the music group at all.
Oh, I don't know about music group either. I was just guessing, as a matter of fact.
It would be a good guess. If that lady were to call back, my advice to you would be to maybe get her phone number and get to know her, because she sounded definitely interested in you.
Huh? Okay, well,
I never pay for anything.
That's a good policy, but there's... That's a good way for people to get started, to get a look at the net, what it's all about.
Yeah, and I'll give you, like, more numbers next week.
Okay.
The good words.
All right, well, I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, and, oh, shoot. Oh, and why does Matt not want to thank space robots?
I don't know. You know, everybody, he might have had a bad experience with a space robot as a child.
Space robots are cool. Oh, and space
I have no
robot
trouble.
Guy?
I have no trouble with space robots.
Good. I got to tell space robot guy. Call up and give the address again, because I don't have it.
Space robots have an address?
Yeah, they gave some a P.O. box where you could get space robot stuff.
I don't know why space robots need an address here on Earth, but okay, if they have an address, I guess they can give it out.
Yeah, they have a P.O. box somewhere on the island.
All right. Okay, well, that's great to know that you can send mail to the space robots. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the info.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, take care. It's 31 minutes after 1 o'clock, and this is WUSB in Stony Brook. Program is Brain Damage, Space Robots. You know, this brings back memories of the ADC. You guys remember that? Anti-Disco Coalition?
Okay, okay, I got to step in here. 2008, no, no. Okay, shut up. We're not getting into that. Anti-Disco Coalition. That's a whole other era of this radio station. But yes, the space robots. My God. So I couldn't believe when I saw the headline on the news that there's a space robot up in the air now. And boy, I can't imagine how many people would have seen the significance of that particular headline. But I was certainly one of them. In addition to having all these conversations about space robots that encompassed virtually every program on this radio station back then, you heard my voice, you heard Matt's voice, you heard the big guy. I haven't heard him in years. In addition to that, there was a band actually that formed here on Long Island called the Space Robot Scientists. And here's one of their songs. It's just called Colin Ferguson. It's named after the guy who mowed down people on the Long Island Railroad one day. One of our claims to fame here on Long Island. Let's listen. Space Robot Scientists from back in the past. Yeah, so there you go. That's the sound of the Space Robot Scientists, which have connections here on Long Island, and no doubt connections to all the people who used to call up talking about space robots on this particular radio station. And, you know, those guys are really, really good. They really were. They got national attention. And last I checked, their website doesn't even work, spacerobotscientists.com. So hopefully we'll pay a little bit more attention to history and, you know, spread these things around a little bit more. This goes to show the kind of effect a radio station like this can have on people and something so so weird and strange. That's why you got to keep it around. Listen to the sound of my voice. Do I sound happy? I am not happy. I'm not happy with the response we've gotten so far. I am disappointed. I am sorely disappointed. 631-632-9872. Please, show your support. Keep this place going because it is important. We're donating a lot of things to the station so that it'll entice you and it'll entice people to call in and show more support. It's kind of contagious. Support is a very contagious thing. Now, we've offered some tickets to our conference coming up in July, the biggest hacker conference in New York City, certainly. The only one in New York City, as far as I know. But maybe the biggest one we've ever had. We've had, six of them so far? This will be the seventh? The last hope. Hope stands for Hackers on Planet Earth. And we're offering two tickets to that monumental event, for a pledge of $100. Two tickets would normally cost you $150. So you're actually ahead in the deal. Usually when you make a donation to something, you're donating. You're donating and just getting the satisfaction that you donated back. But in this case, we're giving you something that's worth even more in return, because that's our donation. Now, you're worried you might not go to the conference? You can always give them to somebody else. Or you can even sell them, I suppose. I don't know. But the thing is, that should not be your concern. The concern should be, do I want this radio station to continue? Do I want this show to continue? Do I want to hear this kind of thing week after week for the rest of my life? Well, actually, maybe that's not the way to sell it. But the point is, you don't hear many, many radio stations like this anymore. Most stations are just music boxes or satellite relay stations or commercial or religious or NPR or various things like that. We're a community station. There's always somebody here, always live human beings. And we're playing the kinds of things that you won't hear anyplace else. For instance, like the Space Robot Scientists. You never would have heard them anyplace else except for a radio station like this. Eventually, they did get heard in other places. You would never hear conversations like the kinds we've had over these airwaves. But we did. We had those conversations. And as you can see, they lead to bigger and better things. And memories. Memories that last for the rest of your life that take years of therapy to get out. So for a pledge of $75, you can get two sweatshirts. One sweatshirt that will show the world that you love WUSB because it says WUSB on it. And the other that you're a hacker or that you're affiliated in some way with 2600. Now, again, you don't have to wear that in public. You don't have to, but you can. Or you can give it to somebody else. Be labeled as a hacker. Have the word 2600. I'm sorry, the number's 2600 in the front. The word hacker in the back. That in addition to the WUSB sweatshirt. For $75, two sweatshirts. You can't beat that. 631-632-9872. All right, we have two calls on the line. That's good. That's good. I feel better. I feel better. But there are three people in there. There are three people in that room. Yes, Jim, I'm looking at you. Yeah, you're going to pick up the next phone. 631-632-9872. If you want to see Jim Wiener, well, okay, I'm going to describe how Jim Wiener has to jump across the table to get the next phone when it rings. And that'll be good. That'll be good to describe that. Those of you who listen to Brain Damage will remember Jim Wiener is somebody who was a frequent guest, stand-in, co-host, overall troublemaker on that radio program. Yes. And it just goes to show that you can never escape from this place. Oh, Jim has tried. Jim has tried, but we always find him. We always find him under his various identities, and we bring him back here. And he's here now. He's here now. And so are other people in the tally room. 631-632-9872. Unlike the other radio station, I can see the tally room from here. So I can see the antics that go on, and I can tell when people are there and how many there are. And right now we have room for one more, 631-632-9872. Remember, you don't have to pledge for the 2600-related material. You can pledge for other things as well. We have all sorts of items to give you as our way of saying thanks for calling in. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. Those are our phone numbers. Thanks to those people calling in. All right, as you know, the whole election thing is in recess until our fundraiser is over. And once that ends in mid-April, they will resume and have the Pennsylvania primary. But until that, we have people to thank? No?
KJ.
Who?
KJ. Got the hope tickets.
Hang on. I'm good. Got the hope. Well, there's more than just a pair.
That's,
yeah.
That's a pair.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling in. And thank you, Finn, for taking that call. And our phone number remains 631-632-9872, so please spread the word around. Again, only for another 27 minutes we'll be offering these particular items. The fundraiser goes on, but we only offer these items during Off the Wall, which is on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7. Although, we're not on next Tuesday. Let me point that out right now. There's going to be a blues-a-thon next Tuesday. We are not on. Yeah, so we won't be on again for another 2 weeks. So if you want these items, now is the time to call. 631-632-9872. If you know somebody who would want these items, now is the time to be a true friend. Call them. Tell them. Stop whatever you're doing. Call 631-632-9872. Use your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, whatever, and pledge for this particular amount and get these fantastic items. Join the people on the line already. 631-632-9872. Okay, so getting back to the campaign, which everybody is enthralled with. Yeah, it's on a bit of a hiatus right now while we focus on raising money at this radio station. But there are occasional news reports that come out. One came out yesterday saying a majority of Democrats would like to see Barack Obama rather than Hillary Clinton win their party's presidential nomination. That's according to a national poll out yesterday. 52% of registered Democrats questioned in a new CNN/Opinion Research Corporation survey. Opinion Research Corporation. Wow. Yeah, they basically say the senator from Illinois is their choice for president. 52% say that. 45% support Clinton. That's significant. That is really significant. The poll also suggests Democrats are more enthusiastic about an Obama victory, 45%, than for a victory for the senator from New York, 38%. That's not very big enthusiasm numbers there. No, sir. Hey, Jim.
Hi.
Jim's here. Jim's here in the studio. Say hi to the folks. They miss your voice.
Hi, folks. How are you?
You remember that? The voice of Jim Wiener from Brain Damage in the past. But you're also on the radio here.
Yeah.
When can we hear your voice?
Second Sunday of each month at 2:30 in the afternoon for the Jazz on the Air program.
You need like a captain's compass or something to figure that out. Second Sunday?
Second Sunday of each month.
Of each month.
Unless someone's filling in for me.
Okay.
At 2:30 in the afternoon until 5 in the afternoon for
okay.
Jazz on the Air. I and...
2.5 hours of jazz?
And 4 other hosts rotate.
You should be on more often than that, though.
We're the hosts.
You really should.
No, actually, I'm actually quite happy to. Thank you very much, but I'm happy to remain on.
You should be on every day.
No, thank you. That's okay.
Listeners,
that's
call in, right. Demand that Jim Wiener be on a daily show.
No, that's okay. That's all right.
Morning show, perhaps. Maybe from like 6 to 11 every morning. Come on, bring the ratings up for sure.
I don't think so. Actually, I think it would. Make people think twice about listening to radio at all, and I wouldn't want that to happen.
But Jim, you're making people think. That's the important thing. Making people think is what we're all about. But, Jim, yeah, it is really good to see you again.
Same here. Thank you very much.
Have you in the background making sure things are working just right.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying. I don't know if I'm succeeding, which is not a dig at anybody here, just that I don't know if... I can't say that I'm doing everything perfectly.
You were able to use the fire extinguisher quite well. I was impressed with that. And it looks like everything is pretty much almost back to the way it was before you got into the room. So, you know, it's progress of a sort.
In a way, yes.
Yeah. All right, so were you coming in here to
just giving a just a list of
I mean this massive
just an updated list of
premiums.
There's
so many premiums. How many pages is this? My God, it's
a lot of premiums.
It's like 10 pages of just single spaced items that we have here. My goodness. So if you hate the things that we're offering now, you just call up and ask something else. No doubt we have it. You know, we do.
Very good chance. Yes.
There's cars, airplanes, all sorts of things.
Well, wait a minute. Now that's the wrong list.
For the big pledges. 631-632-9872. I know people can get these things, so if we do get a big pledge.
Well, I mean, theoretically, that's a good point. Theoretically, if somebody gave a pledge that would justify an item like that, it's conceivable that there might be some manufacturer or retailer that would donate an item like that.
Or
even that we could purchase.
Friends who can get a hold of these things. Pretty easily. You
know, if we got a large enough donation.
Yeah, and a large enough space to put it in for a
little
while.
I guess if we got a donation, I guess, I don't know if we could use it to buy an item for the person. Yeah,
I'm
confusing
with you.
Myself. That's what I mean when I say that I don't know if I'm getting it quite perfect.
Bring in the calls here, 631-632-9872. Maybe if you say the phone number, it'll work better.
You mean area code 631-632-6901?
Yeah, he said a different number.
You'll have to
explain why we
I'm
say
sorry.
Different
I'm
numbers.
I'm so confused. Oh, okay. Were you giving the...
I can't read that. There's no way to read a piece
of paper here we are, yes.
up against the
bright
light
like that. Yeah, there are different numbers that you can use you can use 631-632-6901.
That's 90.1. You notice that?
That's right. That's right. So it's 632-6901, area code 631-632-6901. Or another 631 number for you fans of the 631 area code, 631-632-9872, which spells out WUSB. So that's 631-632-WUSB. Or if you're out of the area, you can call 1-800-394-9872. So the three numbers are 1-800-394-9872 or 1-800-394-WUSB. That's one actual number. I'm really confusing everybody. I'm sorry.
What does 394 spell?
394, I'm not sure. I have to look that up. 1-800-394-WUSB. That's 1-800-394-WUSB.
FYI. 394 spells FYI. FYI-WUSB. There you go. For your information, WUSB. All your information.
So it's 1-800-FYI-WUSB. That is a good mnemonic. 1-800-FYI-WUSB.
DWI, too. Don't call that number.
No, we're not encouraging that, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-FYI-WUSB, or for those of you who are fans of the 631 area code, 631-632-WUSB. That's 631-632-WUSB, or 631-632-6901. That's 631-632-6901. Any one of those numbers can be called to make a pledge for WUSB, to make a pledge to help us to keep giving you the programming that it seems like you do enjoy, programs like the one you're listening to now. Or online, you can go online to pledge at http://wusb.fm/. That's http://wusb.fm/.
You don't need the slashes, though, for most browsers. You can just type wusb.fm and it'll work most times.
But that's what the paper says, so, that's why I'm saying it. I understand what you're saying.
From the paper
you're
there.
You're right. You're absolutely
and
right.
Thanks to the people calling in now. Hopefully somebody's picking up that phone in there. Good. Okay, 631-632-WUSB. Now, Finn came in here with a question from a listener about a brain damage CD or DVD or a collection of MP3s, which we do not have. It does not exist yet, but one day we hope to make that. It's just a question of how many things we can possibly do. But yes, it's definitely in the works. For now, though, you can listen to Brain Damage episodes online. They're not the highest of fidelity. But if you want to go back in time and listen to the old days when you and I used to have so much fun, Jim.
That's right. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It really was.
Now it's just kind of, we're going through the motions, you know? You get that sense?
Well.
Yeah,
but
it's just not the same. It can't capture
the 1990s. It's a different era, and in some ways, in general...
It's a different century.
It's a little different. Maybe some of the bloom is off the rose, or the rose is off the bloom, as the case may be.
That's quite an odd expression, yes.
I think
you nailed it.
But I don't think we're suggesting that we're just going through the motions, let's say, while you do this program or when I do the jazz program. I think we still really enjoy what we're doing and hope that the enthusiasm comes across to the listeners. But I think you mean in the general zeitgeist of the... now as opposed to then.
You know, I've never said that word, and I don't intend to.
Excellent. I said it for you.
If anyone can find a recording of me ever using that word, then there's cash in it for you.
Wow.
But I don't...
How much would you...
Well, I don't know, because obviously I wouldn't want it to get out, so we'd have to negotiate something, but never use that word in my life. Never. I'm proud of that, because I use a lot of words.
Well, that's... I'm glad that you are proud of that. Actually, and as a related coincidence here... I see that the person that just recently, our most recent donor, is named Zeitgeist. No, just kidding,
Are you trying to trick me into thanking them on the air?
No. No.
That's pretty low, Jim, pretty low. All right. Well, Jim, again, thanks for...
Thank you.
Let me just reach over and shake your hand. There you go. All right. Good to see you again. Hopefully we'll see you in weeks ahead during this ongoing fundraiser.
Yes, possibly so.
Not here next week, though. Lose-a-thon next week.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Jim Wiener here on WUSB.
Hey, Mr. Zeitgeist, how you doing? Thanks a lot for the donation.
Oh, yes. We clown around here like you would not believe. yeah, 631-632-WUSB. That's our phone number. We have one call on the line. Let's bring in a few more again. Pledge levels, $100. You'll get two tickets to the Hope Conference, Hackers on Planet Earth, coming up in July here in New York City, the Historic Hotel Pennsylvania, which, yes, will still be standing. And for a $75 pledge, you'll get two sweatshirts, one WUSB design, one with a 2600 design. And again, for a pledge of $75, you'll get that, plus one other item of your choosing, which the tally person picking up the phone will be happy to help you with. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. We can only offer this for another 16 minutes during this particular radio program. We're off next week, so we can't offer it then. And maybe we'll have it in 2 weeks. We don't know. Please give that phone a call now. Join the people who have called in already. And let's make this a success. Let's make this place continue bringing you all sorts of creative and different ideas, thoughts, and experiences that we've experienced together over the last, my God, 31 years. 631-632-9872. What was I talking about before I got interrupted by all these people storming in here? The poll of Democrats preferring Obama over Hillary Clinton. Now, that's interesting. It's fascinating, in fact, because once again, I went through the calculations. You can do this. You can just find out how many delegates exist for how many remaining states. And you just sort of run through, you do a bit of arithmetic, and you're able to figure out things based on the number of delegates that have been pledged so far, the number that remain, the number of superdelegates, and all sorts of things like that. Now, what I figured out was that if Hillary Clinton were to get 60% of all remaining states, every single state remaining, 60% to Obama, 40%. She's never done this. But if she were to do this, for every single state left, she would still be behind in the delegate count by 17. She would have 1,820. Obama would have 1,837. Now, if the superdelegates were to step in and also go for Hillary Clinton for 60% over 40%, then she would win 2031 to 1977. Now, if, and this is a little bit more realistic, but still fantasy land, if she were to get 55% of every single state, 55% to 45% of every single state remaining, she would be behind by a significant margin, still, 1791 to 1866. And if the superdelegates also were to pledge 55% for Hillary Clinton and 45% for Obama, based on those percentages, then Obama would win. He'd have 2,024 delegates, which I believe is the exact number you need, to Hillary Clinton's 1,984. So those extra delegates would actually put him over, even though she'd be ahead 55 to 45% in all the remaining ballots coming up. So you see, it's a pretty formidable advantage that he has right now. She's really got to pull out the stops and get some 70% states to move ahead. Now, let's say something even more realistic were to happen, and it's still a bit of a stretch. Let's say that it's all 50-50 from here on in. Let's say every single state that has a primary or a caucus coming up, they divide it evenly. And remember, for the Democrats, it's proportional. It's no winner-take-all. So every single state coming up, 50-50. Obviously, the spread, the difference in Obama's lead would not change. He would have 1,892 delegates. She would have 1,765. So in order for the superdelegates to then give Hillary Clinton a win, they would have to vote by a percentage of 69% to put her over. 69%. That's big. That's really big, especially for a race where the other person is ahead. So my point in all this is that the guy is ahead. The guy is winning. He's got a significant lead. And as you know, a few weeks ago, we called it for him. She then proceeded to go and win a couple of states and ruin everything. But we called it for him, and I think that's still the way it's going to play out. And it's a lot of posturing going on now. But when you do the math, you see the reality of the situation. Something big has to happen to change that. And one of two things can happen. Either something horrendous happens to the Obama campaign. I don't think this latest thing with the minister saying all kinds of divisive things, incendiary comments. I don't think that's enough. I think Obama's going to handle that and be forthright and whatever else needs to be done. Either that has to happen, something catastrophic, or the superdelegates have to step in and take it away from him. And if that happens, the unrest in this country will be unprecedented. It really will be. You don't need to be a weatherman to know which way the wind will blow in that particular case. So, yeah, interesting times ahead. Interesting times ahead. And I guess in mid-April, it'll all start up again, and we'll see where it goes. But that's how it looks from here. In Florida, by the way, Florida just yesterday said that they're not going to have a revote of the primary that didn't count. Florida and Michigan, as some of you may know, had primaries, but they scheduled them too early, and the Democratic Party penalized them by saying, well, your delegates aren't going to count because you moved your primaries up, and you shouldn't have done that. And so in the case of Michigan, Obama's name wasn't even on the ballot. In both states, neither candidate campaigned, and nobody knows how to deal with this. They don't know what to do. Do you have a mail-in election? No, that's not going to work. Complete mail-ins? You can't really verify that the person is the person who voted, and there's all sorts of opportunities for coercion. Do you have just a redo of a primary? Well, who pays for that? These are expensive. Michigan is thinking about doing this. They're thinking about having another primary to replace the Michigan primary that didn't count, but with the stipulation that people who voted as Republicans or in the Republican primary cannot vote in this particular case. Now, that's particularly unfair to the Obama campaign because so many people, when they couldn't vote in the Democratic part of the primary or when they realized their vote was not going to count, they opted to vote in the Republican side, the Republican primary. By doing that, now they can't vote at all. So, yeah, you have more disenfranchised people. So that's not going to work either. If you have any suggestions, we'd like to hear them. otw@2600.com is our email address. We'll pass it on to the appropriate people and maybe come up with a solution. But right now, you know, I think the way it stands, they violated the rules that were set down by the Democratic National Committee. And whether or not those rules were considered fair, they were the rules at the time. And so moving their primary up, the delegates weren't going to count. And unfortunately, you can't change that. You can't go back in time. Okay, something else in Florida involving a different election. This is an election where nobody even showed up. What happens when there are no votes at all? That's the situation city officials in a city called Tamarack are facing. No voters showed up last Wednesday night to cast a ballot in an annexation referendum for an unincorporated Broward County community. Now, there are only 68 registered voters in the 200-person Prospect Bend neighborhood. Tamarack officials have proposed annexing the neighborhood. Details were mailed to registered voters. If just one voter had showed up, just one, that one vote would have decided the neighborhood's fate. But nobody showed up, not one person. It cost $2,500 to keep the polling site open for 12 hours with absolutely no voters showing up. You'd think one of the people watching over it would say, you know what, I'm going to vote. I'm going to settle this once and for all. But yeah, election craziness here in the United States. Pretty incredible. So many other things that I'd like to talk about. We only have a few minutes left, so we're going to have to go through it pretty quickly. All right, here's a couple of stories, just pulling them out at random. There's so many other things. Again, 631-632-9872. Let's see a last-minute flurry of more phone calls coming in. Taking advantage of the Hope tickets for $100 or the sweatshirts for $75 or many other things for different amounts. 631-632-9872. 631-632-WUSB. Country code 1 for those of you overseas, and we know you exist. Imagine driving down the highway amidst the typical stream of cars and trucks to suddenly discover millions of bees swarming toward the morning commute. Well, that's exactly what happened in Sacramento, California. A truck flipped over on its side on Sunday. And is there a morning commute on Sunday? I guess there might be, but I don't know. It seems kind of strange. Okay, I don't mean to quibble. A truck flipped over on its side Sunday, and they let loose their cargo of honeybees. There were somewhere between 6 million and 16 million of them running around out there, said Officer Steve Merchant of the California Highway Patrol. The bees stung cops and firefighters who tried to control them. They buzzed toward nearby businesses and forced them to shut their doors. They prompted authorities to warn drivers to roll up their windows and turn off their air conditioning, lest a vent suck in a bee or two. People were being stung left and right, he said. It was an ugly, ugly scene. The bees escaped from their crates when a big rig carrying more than 400 colonies, or hives, flipped on its side on Highway 99 shortly before 10 a.m. What do we got, Jim? Oh, look at that. That's one of my old envelopes from Germany Today. How'd you get this?
I don't know.
This was postmarked 1983?
93.
Oh, 93.
15 years ago.
Thank you, Jim, for delivering my mail to me 15 years after I was supposed to get it.
I think I sent it behind a mailbox somewhere.
Anything else in that mailbox? Anything else you're stashing away for later dates? Thank you. All right. Nice to get the mail that I would have played on Brain Damage if I'd gotten it back then. Oh, boy, Germany Today. We used to play that show. Yes, going back to the escaping bees. So basically, honeybees. This is the interesting part of the story. This is what I can't figure out. Maybe somebody can help me with this. Honeybees, while always invaluable to farmers for pollination, have become even more precious in recent months because of a nationwide shortage due to colony collapse disorder, or CCD. They got to have acronyms for everything. CCD. Beekeepers throughout the United States have been mysteriously losing thousands of their bees, perplexing scientists, driving honey prices higher, and threatening fruit and vegetable production. You know, honey prices are through the roof. They don't talk about that very often on the business channel, but believe me, honey prices are higher than they've been in a long, long time. In the United States, the honeybee, the world's premier pollinator, experienced a dramatic 40% decline from nearly 6 million to less than 2.5 million in the last two decades. All right, now maybe I'm dumb, but if this truck overturns and there are 16 million of the things flying around a highway in California, how could the population in the United States of honeybees only be 2.5 million? And think about that. 2.5 million bees? 2.5 million honeybees, that's all there is? There's hundreds of millions of Americans. I know there's at least one bee for every American in this country, and probably a whole lot more. I mean, look at beehives. They have lots of bees. Something is seriously wrong with this story. I don't know how, I mean, we don't take a census of insects, which I think is a big mistake. But I know there are many, many insects out there. Lots of them. They swarm, they fly all over the place. 2.5 million. I think I have 2.5 million bees in my neighborhood. I mean, I really do think that. If you can have 16 million in a highway in California, you can easily have 2.5 million in any particular community, I would think. So if somebody understands this story, which came from the Associated Press, what is it that they actually mean? 2.5 million, maybe, or a billion, or a trillion? I know there are more honeybees out there than 2.5 million. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if that were not the case. So many other things to get to, but unfortunately, it being a fundraiser, we just didn't have enough time. But there is still a little bit of time for you, 4 minutes to be precise, to call in 631-632-WUSB, and pledge either $100 for the two Hope tickets, which would normally cost $150, or call 631-632-9872 and pledge $75 and get two sweatshirts, a 2600 sweatshirt and a WUSB sweatshirt. The important thing is, though, to call the radio station, keep non-commercial radio strong in Suffolk County, New York, and to the world. Because every amount that comes in is more to keep this place alive, to fix the equipment, to bring new things in that are needed, to keep the signal actually coming out of the transmitter, which is a very important part of a radio station, and to do so many other things that are vital. This place should not exist based on the small amount of money that we actually bring in, that we actually have to work with. But it does, because of the effort of so many volunteers and because of the support of our listeners. That's what makes the difference. That's what makes it also very important. Again, 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. We only have a couple of minutes left. We'd like to hear from you. Thanks, everybody who called in. We won't be on Excuse me. We won't be on next week, but we will be on in 2 weeks. Please keep those calls coming in. 631-632-9872. This is Emmanuel for Off the Wall. Have a good night.
Hey there, it's 7:01 p.m. This is Finn. You're listening to Finn's Revolution right here on WUSB Stony Brook. Give us a call, 631-632-6901. Make a pledge. Keep WUSB strong. This is Nick Cave right here on WUSB.